High Heels in the Morning by Whimsical Meerkat, read by Whimsical Meerkat. The rating is explicit, no archive warnings apply. The fandom is Perilous Quartz by Tabia Lark. The relationship is Kazia Dyer / Lucien Vare. Additional tags. Post canon. Established relationship. Rare fandoms. Rare pairings. And, excuse me, sir, there are feelings in my porn. Summary. Lucien walks into the throne room, gesturing for his Drazgard to stay at the door. He stands, leaning against the door, watching Kazia say something to Harold Haida. There's an assurance to his lover now that is a stark contrast to the scared, arrogant brat Lucien met when he first came to Ostamar. Kazia commissioned a new throne. Now they have to break it in. Author's notes. Written for Battleship Team Crystal. For the tags Age Gap, Biting, Blushing, Body Worship, Boot Kink, Buttons, Chair Sex, Crystals, Dirty Talk, Discovering New Kinks, Enthusiastic Consent, First Time, Happy Ending, Kneeling, Loyalty, Magic, Oral Sex, Orgasm Delay / Denial, Past Child Abuse, Possessiveness, Praise Kink, Size Kink, and Thrones. I couldn't manage to fit in the rats. Alas, there are also 9 tags that are in this work, but I ran out of words before I had enough for all of them. I hope you enjoy them all. Lucien walks into the throne room, gesturing for his Drazgard to stay at the door. He stands, leaning against the door, watching Kazia say something to Harold Haida. There's an assurance to his lover now that is a stark contrast to the scared, arrogant brat Lucien met when he first came to Ostamar. Leave us, Kazia says to the Herald and his Drazgard, voice imperious. It's mostly the scared part that Kazia's lost. The arrogance is still there. That's perfectly fine with Lucien. He fell in love with Kazia, prickles and all, and would never change him. Come to me, Kazia directs Lucien. Lucien raises a brow at the peremptory tone, but begins to leisurely walk toward the throne. Kazia arches a brow, returned, likely at the speed of Lucien's walk. He doesn't say anything, though. Merely sits on his new throne, one booted foot drawn up and planted on the seat. This is the first time Lucien has seen Kazia seated on the throne since it arrived. Kazia had commissioned it from the same artist as his dragon statues and Ares set. Lucien knows most people find the man's work ugly, but he loves it. He loves the way the throne gives the impression of soaring, the dragon flying upwards from the back, accentuating Kazia instead of overwhelming him, the scales none of its eyes reflected in the lavender of his hair. The rat peeking out from behind one leg is a touch Lucien knows most other people will find inexplicable, but it suits Kazia. Kneel, Kazia says when Lucien is almost close enough to touch. Lucien can't tell Kazia's mood from his voice, but it doesn't matter. He trusts him completely. It's a strange feeling, trusting a Driscoran. He never would have imagined trusting one of Emmerich Dyer's sons, but there's no need to think about him. Emmerich is dead, and Kazia is king, and Lucien trusts Kazia entirely. Kinky, he comments, but he doesn't hesitate to get on his knees in front of Kazia, glad he closed the doors on the way into the room. Are you going to order me to kiss your hand, Your Majesty? I should order you to kiss my boot, Kazia says. Lucien swallows. That idea strikes very differently now than the first time Kazia gave him that command. There are the obvious differences in their relationship, but Kazia also hadn't been wearing boots like these that night when Lucien knelt in chains in the dining hall. The boots are shiny black leather with a stacked heel. They climb Kazia's slender legs, not stopping until they are past his knees and halfway up his thighs. Onyx buttons march the outer sides, interspersed with chips of scale stone, the purple crystals catching the light and shifting with magic. There are ribbon laces running up the insides. Lucien finds himself wondering if he could undo them with his teeth. They're very nice boots, Lucien says, not surprised when it comes out as a rasp. Kazia smiles, a pleased twist of his lips that somehow still manages to be sardonic. Then maybe you should kiss them after all. I have a better idea of what I can kiss, Lucien says. He shuffles forward, wrapping one hand around the ankle of the foot Kasia has resting on the ground. When he reaches for the other, Kasia puts his foot on Lucien's shoulder. He doesn't exert enough pressure to push Lucien away, just enough to stop him where he is. Did I say you could touch me? He says sternly, but Lucien can see the way his pupils are dilated. May I suck your cock? Lucien asks, trying to keep his desperation out of his voice. Kasia hums. That's quite a step beyond kissing my boot, Commander. I could fuck you instead, Your Majesty. Bend you over this fancy new throne of yours. Kasia's breath hitches and Lucien reaches for him, certain he's won the argument. Stop, Kasia commands. Stop what? I'm just giving you options. You could also sit on my lap and ride me on it. You like doing that. You just want to see a Salais and commoner on the throne of Draskora, Kasia retorts. Lucien laughs. Would you believe me if I said that hadn't occurred to me, brat? Should I believe that? Kasia asks, but there's a spark of amusement in his eyes. Probably not, Lucien answers, but it's the truth. Your loss. Can I still suck your cock? Kasia hisses as Lucien slides his hand up his calf and onto his thigh. Yes. Lucien smirks up at him. You won't regret this. Kasia's face softens into a tender vulnerability Lucien knows no one but him ever sees. It makes him want to wrap Kasia up in his arms and squire him away from everything that's hurt him. Since the primary culprits were his abusive parents who are now dead, the uncharacteristic urge is easy to resist. Besides, Kasia is too fun when he's prickly for Lucien to ever truly want to hide him away. Not for long. Watching him learn to rule is fun in a way Odric never was. Maybe that thought is disloyal, but everyone knows where Lucien's loyalty lies these days. Kasia nudges Lucien with the foot on his shoulder, reminding him of his task. Lucien slides his hand from Kasia's ankle up his calf, loving the way the smooth leather molds Kasia's shapely muscles. It couldn't be more clear that these boots were made specifically for him. With his other hand, he picks up the foot resting on his shoulder. He moves forward, draping that leg over his shoulder, shivering when the leather brushes his neck. Kasia makes a small, indescribable sound. When Lucien looks up, he's biting his lip. Lucien smirks at him. Getting desperate already? I haven't even touched your cock. Kasia rolls his eyes, but he flushes pink. You're a brat, but you're so good for me, Lucien says, toying with the bow at the top of Kasia's boot, letting his fingers brush his inner thigh, rubbing back and forth. Kasia doesn't say anything, but there's a hitch in his breath and his chest heaves. Lucien smirks up at him, knowing from practice that he looks cocky and calculated to infuriate. Kasia's blush deepens, staining his face and spreading down his neck to his chest. You're beautiful, Lucien says. I love when you turn pink like this. It makes me want to do absolutely filthy things to you. I don't see anyone stopping you from getting on with it, Kasia says, but he's shifting in his seat, so close to squirming. Lucien grins. Don't you want to be patient? Kasia snorts. Lucien laughs, then tries another approach. Don't you want to be good? For me? Didn't we already decide there are better things for you to be doing with your mouth? I believe I was told to kiss your boot, Lucien says, then drops a trail of tiny kisses up the inside of Kasia's thigh. He tugs at the knot of the laces, then bites Kasia right above the boot. He doesn't bite him hard, not even hard enough to wake Kasia's magic. Kasia has had more than enough pain for 10 lifetimes. Lucien doesn't want to cause him any more. The way Kasia moans when he jolts against him says he found the right balance. Lucien would love to continue to tease Kasia, but he's aware they're in the throne room with unlocked doors that neither of them have the kind of magic to seal. He likes the idea that someone could catch them, but he'd rather avoid the reality. Lucien kneels up higher, grateful for his height advantage. He honestly sometimes wonders if it's okay how much it thrills him that Kasia is so much tinier than he is. He thinks it likely is, given that Kasia also seems to enjoy it. It certainly has nothing to do with strength in any way other than the purely physical. Lucian would have broken under what Kazuya endured. He thinks almost anyone else would have. Enough of that now, though. He reaches forward and tugs at the laces of Kazuya's trousers, deftly undoing them. He'd love to completely strip him, but knows that it isn't the time, or the place. Probably especially the place. Kazuya is already hard, his cock straining upward. Lucian pulls him out of his trousers and sees the head of his cock is red. It's shiny at the tip where he slicked pre-cum. Lucian leans forward to lick it off. Kazuya shifts the leg over Lucian's shoulder, digging the heel of his foot into Lucian's back. Lucian takes the hint and drops down, swallowing half of Kazuya's cock in one go. Kazuya makes a muffled yelping sound, and Lucian looks up to see he slapped his hand over his mouth. He glares down at Lucian, who does his best to smirk around his mouthful. He doesn't have to try very hard. The redness in Kazuya's cheek and wideness of his pupils makes Kazuya look debauched despite his attempt to look angry. Kazuya huffs, but he moans when Lucian drags his tongue up the veins on his cock, so Lucian is pretty sure he's forgiven what Kazuya would likely call unforgivable cheek or something like that. When Lucian drops his head down and raises it, applying suction the entire way up, Kazuya grabs onto his shoulder, slender fingers digging in. "Look at you," Kazuya says, voice soft but raspy. "The commander of the slaves and sky guard on your knees, sucking the cock of the king of Driscora like you can't get enough." Kazuya mentioned wanting to try his hand at dirty talk. Apparently his learning curve is essentially non-existent. It's Lucian's turn to moan. He doesn't even know why that does it for him so much. He's pretty sure he's no longer the commander of anything, but he doesn't give a fucking shit about realism right now. Not when Kazuya is whispering filth and winding his fingers tighter and tighter into Lucian's hair. His cock leaks pre-cum into Lucian's mouth. Yes, this is definitely something they will be doing again. "Slaves can't have you back," Kazuya says. "You're mine now. You're mine forever." Lucian moans and goes to press on his hard cock, hoping to take the edge off. "Keep your hands where I can see them," Kazuya tells him, tugging on his hair sharply. Lucian gives him a look, attempting to convey that there will be payback for this. The look Kazuya gives him in return says he doesn't care and he knows Lucian will do it anyway, but also that he knows he likes it. Lucian had always wondered how people communicated silently like that. It turns out it just requires being in love, or at least that seems to be the case. Lucian obediently returns his hands to Kazuya's thighs, but he slides them inwards and begins tracing random figures over the fabric of Kazuya's trousers, dragging his thumbs along the seams. Kazuya squirms, thrusting his hips upward. Lucian allows the movement, but keeps him from going too far. It's not like they're really going to be able to hide that they kicked everyone out of the throne room to have sex, but it's probably best so he doesn't look like he's been tripping in Kazuya's cock. He loves everything about Kazuya's body. He loves how small and lithe he is, while also being one of the strongest people Lucian knows. He loves the way Kazuya reacts when he touches him. He absolutely adores Kazuya's cock and the noises he makes when Lucian takes it in his mouth. Lucian bobs his head, speeding up. He uses every trick he's ever learned about sucking cock. Not that he needs to with a lover as young as Kazuya, but that isn't the point. Point is, he wants to. He wants to do everything in his power to drive Kazuya insane with lust. Of course, he's also driving himself insane at the same time. His cock throbs where it's trapped in his trousers. He wants so badly to touch it, but he keeps his hands where Kazuya said to leave them. He enjoys teasing Kazuya and arguing with him, but there's something about being here, in Kazuya's throne room, that makes him want to obey. Maybe he's more into that picture Kazuya painted earlier than he realized. Kazuya's thighs begin to quiver and Lucian knows he's close. He grips Kazuya's legs and sucks harder. Kazuya pants above him, fingers flexing in his hair and foot digging harder into his back. He curves forward and grabs onto Lucian's other shoulder. With a muffled groan, he spills in Lucian's mouth, shaking where he's leaned over, making Lucian surrounded. All he can hear and smell and touch and taste is Kazuya. Lucian swallows around Kasia, holding his cock in his mouth until Kasia pushes him away, hissing at the overstimulation. Kasia takes his leg off Lucian's shoulder, dropping his foot so his knees bracket Lucian's bigger body. He leans forward, bringing their foreheads together. They sit like that for a moment, breathing each other's air until Lucian's need grows too desperate. "Am I allowed to touch myself now?" he asks Kasia. He tries to make the question casual, but it comes out anything but. He hopes Kasia is still too out of it from his own orgasm to notice. "No," Kasia says, "not until we reach our room." Lucian growls under his breath, making Kasia laugh. It's such a beautiful sound. Lucian thinks he might do anything to keep Kasia laughing. "I love you," he says, grabbing Kasia's hand and bringing it to his lips. "I love you too," Kasia says, leaning up to kiss him sweetly. "Now let's see how many interruptions you have to get through before we're in our rooms with the doors locked." The end. Author's notes. Come see me on Tumblr or Dreamwhip as Whimsical Meerkat.